You're listening to episode 234 of Women Worldwide. Have you ever thought about someone and suddenly they call you out of the blue? What would it be like if you could make things manifest in your life? That's right. Launch a business, get your family back on track, or publish your first book. I've got a guest who has a lot to share about what you can make happen. So stay tuned to learn more. Hi, I'm Deirdre Breckenridge. I've spent an entire career helping women to share stories, nurture relationships, grow their brands, but most of all, to find their voices so they can make a difference. Do you feel stuck? Do you want to power up your own voice? Women Worldwide features the stories of passionate women who have navigated big career challenges and some of the toughest changes. These professionals offer deep insights and advice to inspire you and to help you uncover what's holding you back. Let Women Worldwide ignite your passion so you can excel in life. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Women Worldwide. Thank you for tuning in wherever you are in this world. We appreciate you. Every week, we bring the stories of amazing guests, accomplished and talented professionals who share their journeys. But you know what? It's not as easy as it looks. So they're doing great work, but they have challenges, highs and lows, and they're sharing their insights and tips and advice with you, and you're telling us that it helps. And that makes us feel great because we want you to fuel your passion and power up your own voice. So let's get to today's topic. We're going to dive right in. It is how to make things that you want to happen manifest in your life. Maybe you want to launch your own business. Maybe you want to write a book. Maybe you want to host a show or be on TV. Whatever that is, how do you make it happen? What are the tools? Where is this toolbox? So I've got a guest today who's joining me on the show, Mal Duane, who is a certified midlife coach, and she helps people to uncover their personal vision and to identify the limiting beliefs and behaviors that hold you back. Now, Mal is also the author of several books. Her latest one is Broken Open, Embracing Heartache and Betrayal as Gateways to Unconditional Love. And she's going to share her journey and her book or books with you. Mal, it's such a pleasure to have you on my show. Welcome.
Oh, Deirdre, this is an honor. Thank you so much.
Well, it's great to have you here. And there are so many questions that I could ask, but I always like to start out with that one question about, did you know that you were going to be a life coach and that you would be an author someday? How did you kind of get to where you are?
Well, I had no idea that any of those things were in my future because I had a rather, what I would call a train wreck of a ride until I got to being 40. And my life was addiction. I was consumed by, you know, alcohol abuse, depression, self-condemnation. So to think that I would be someday writing a book or supporting other women in their growth wasn't even on my radar. But once I got sober and I started to do that inner work, my vision about what my life looked like changed dramatically. And I started to realize that I had purpose and that there was meaning to my existence. And there were lessons I needed to learn. And when I mastered those lessons, I would need to go and help others. And that's how it all came about.
That is wonderful. And that's hard work. I mean, that's basically what I was saying in the intro, is that you might make something look easy now, but it takes a lot of searching and digging and pain. And I guess another question would be, what do you tell people? So when they feel like life is really, really knocking them down, what can they do? What is that first step?
everything that happens to us happens for a reason. And even the most painful experiences, they are meant to teach us something. Our soul is trying to uncover a past of negative patterns or character traits. And what happens is that we're given these experiences so that we can heal these patterns that we have been carrying for so many years and maybe many lifetimes. I do believe in reincarnation, and I think we keep coming back until we start to get it right.
That's really interesting. Do you think that most people realize that there is a pattern going on?
Not consciously. And that's why we keep getting the hit on the head. It's a wake-up call. These experiences are really teaching tools. And I have many times said to women, the pain that you are experiencing right at this moment may be your greatest teaching tool, because it may inspire you to change your life at this moment and take a different path. So pain is a great motivator, and it's a wonderful tool that shows us we are not living in alignment. We are not doing what we're meant to do, or we wouldn't be in pain.
Oh, that's true. I mean, that's a really, and nobody wants to be in pain. We all want to feel much, much more aligned. When you talk about, so if you can identify patterns and understand that pain can be a gift in a sense, if you change something in your life, is that the first step to this manifestation of, oh my gosh, I can do something different. I can write that book. I can build that company.
Yes, it is. For example, my self-worth all came from the validation of other people. I had no inner feeling of self-worth or self-esteem. So I put all my power, everything out in the hands of other people and the way that they treated me. And if they treated me the way I expected, I felt valued. If they didn't, I felt devalued. This is very common with women. We engage in relationship to feel better about ourselves. It should be in reverse. We should feel better about ourselves so that we can engage effectively with others, so that we can build the life that we want, so that we can create what we want. It has to start from within.
Yeah, I mean, this is fascinating. I've heard so many times this expression, and it's helpful. Why are you giving your power to somebody else? So it's almost, is this about, as you said, the validation, where you put so much energy into something that really isn't helping you and shifting your focus and changing your energy so that is it's more within and it's healthier? Do you think that has something to do with it?
Absolutely. And what happens is that this concept, this perception that if we do or behave or look a certain way that people are going to like us better and love us, that belief is built when we're very small children. And here we are now grown women using these filters that were created when we were kids, and they're not even our truth. They're not even accurate. So the sooner we can realize that no one else is going to create our value, our worth. No one else is going to create the life that we want. It is our work. And when we go within and start to really understand our own wiring, and I love the expression, look under the hood. Because when we know what's under the hood, that's when we start to manifest what we want, because we know what's operating us.
Looking under the hood, yes. But that has to be hard work, because if it starts in childhood and the way that maybe you were raised, your parents, do you have to take yourself back to certain things that happen Is that something that you recommend, or is it just that overall, okay, I understand what shaped me?
I think with an earnest effort of looking at ourselves, really learning to understand how we are wired, what are our triggers, how do we feel about ourselves, uncovering those truths will be the pathway for your personal development. And how do we learn those things? By getting quiet. Meditation and journaling are two of the most powerful tools that I've used in my own life for 30 years now, and I recommend for other women. Because when we meditate, the mind gets quiet. All that chatter, mm-hmm. that is those perceptions and those beliefs and all of that craziness that we've picked up, that starts to quiet down and allows the voice of the inner truth, our soul, to come forward and really start to tell us who we are and what's our truth and how we feel about things. And you start to say, wow, look at that. I never knew that about myself.
No,
when
right.
You journal after this meditation practice. It's interesting, but when we journal, whatever we put on paper normally is the truth. We do not write lies to ourselves. We speak our truth because it's safe. It's paper and it's for us only. We're able to voice our fears, our concerns, our weaknesses, our strengths. This is how you really uncover who you are, by spending time.
Spending time with yourself. So I remember years ago hearing about meditation and kind of doing one of these. Yeah, right. I am the first one to say, and it was Noelle, my stepdaughter, who actually led me through my first meditations, which was the biggest eye-opener for me. Now I do it on my own. Sometimes I do meditations through Dr. Joe Dispenza. There's a 45-minute meditation that I use. And you know, my husband says, how do you do that for 45 minutes? You literally just slip into your own world, self-being. I don't even know where I go sometimes, but it is amazing. Now, what I didn't know was that I do journal, but my journaling can be any time. I'm going to try to journal right after meditation. That's a really, really great, helpful tool right there. So thank you.
And you know, you mentioned you don't know where you go when you're meditating. Well, what happens is you're getting out of all this active thinking that's in the head and you're dropping into your heart, which also has a brain, but it's a different brain. And it works differently because your heart leads you to your truth. It leads you to your power. It leads you to your magnificence and your worth. It's not the ego now that's in charge. It's the heart that starts to speak. And it's an entirely different language.
That's really interesting. And speaking of the heart, let's talk about your book. So how, you know, did this just happen by you journaling and putting your thoughts on paper? What do you want readers to take away from your book?
Well, here's my new baby.
Congratulations.
And you can see the gold in that heart. The gold in that broken heart is the magnificence, the lesson. It's the beauty and the imperfection. So this book came about from the most painful, challenging experience that I have gone through in this lifetime so far. I'm assuming that there could be other lessons still coming.
Sure.
So this lesson, what I learned was that other people, their unconscious behavior towards us does not define who we are. Their unconscious behavior, my ex-husband's unconscious behavior towards me, does not define me today. And it's all about a void in him. And it's pretty much a rule of thumb with most people that do something unconscious that hurts another person. It's a void in them. They are trying to fill something within themselves. So they do something that is very hurtful to another human being. That was a massive lesson because it answered so many of the experiences, well, it given me answers to so many experiences that I've had in my life that were relationship-based. It's right. always been a weak area for me. Relationship has been my trigger point because I was constantly looking for that validation, that feeling of being whole because I was in relationship. What I've learned is I am completely whole just as Mal, just me.
This is you.
I'm wholeness. And if I can feel and embrace that wholeness and keep it in alignment with my truth and my core values, I show up in such a powerful way that I can impact other people's lives in a positive way and help lift them up.
That's amazing. And you did stress it's unconsciously what people will do. So it's not their conscious mind. They might not be realizing it, but it's on such a deeper level that it's just happening. And you can't change that. That's only somebody can change their own behaviors and thoughts that lead to subconscious.
Unconscious pain, unfulfilled wishes,
right,
lead to very poor conscious choices. But if we have the wholeness going on inside and we have the self-worth, then our conscious choices reflect that.
Yeah, so you really have to go deep within. And I think that's where the meditation and the thoughts, is that feeding your subconscious to help you?
We all have an ego.
Yes.
And that's that miserable little voice in your head that's always putting you down, criticizing you, telling you you're not good enough. It's trying to keep you safe. It's trying to keep you from rejection and being hurt. But what it really does is hold you back most of your life. When you can identify that voice and realize, okay, it's here to try to keep me safe. I understand that. But I know that I have the ability, the capacity to do X, Y, Z, even though that nagging little voice is saying, oh, no, don't step up and try to get that job. Oh, my goodness gracious, who do you think you are? There are so many more candidates, far more, right, qualified.
More qualified.
Oh, yeah, and they have better education than you'll ever dream of. That's the voice that most people live their lives by. They're directed by that haunting, negative commentary. When you learn to dial that down, that voice of inner strength, power, and truth is able to step up and say, you can do this. Maybe you should look at reading certain material before you go in on that interview. Maybe you should brush up your resume before you submit it. Maybe you should sit down and get clear. Is this a company that's really in alignment with your core values? Do you really want to be there? It's a whole different dialogue that's going to start to take place when you come from the heart and not from your head.
I think you're making such a great point, because our minds rarely stop the chatter. I mean, it's hard to go throughout the day. There's a lot of external noise that you sort of have to distance yourself from, but you're always talking to yourself. It's ongoing. To identify that one voice, that ego, that protective, which really is holding you back, that sounds like the start to really changing your conscious thoughts. Because if you can consciously think about things and bring out, like you said, the soul of your voice or your heart, that then slips down deeper in your subconscious. And now suddenly you are manifesting what maybe you want to happen.
Right. Deidre, I can honestly say that all my own suffering, the pain that I carried for years, was not about what people did to me. It was about what I thought. My own
powerful
caused everything that was painful in my life. It caused my addiction. It caused worthless, relationships where I was not treated or valued. It was absolutely my nemesis. Until I realized that, I was not able to stop all the addiction. Once I realized it was my thinking, I put alcohol down and I never touched it again, nor had a desire. Now, that's not how the story usually goes, but that's just an indication of how powerful what we tell ourselves is. Our thinking is, it's the foundation for everything.
Right. I think the mind is so much more powerful than what we give it credit for. And also the fact that you pointed out that the heart has its own mind. Mel, this is fascinating stuff. I'm going to ask you to hold your thoughts because we're going to shift our focus just for a moment to the sponsor of today's show, which is Rutledge Publishing. And I don't know if you know Rutledge, if you've ever heard of them, but they're actually one of the leading academic publishers in the world. And they publish textbooks and journals. And they happen to be the publisher of my book, Answers for Modern Communicators. And now I have answered over 150 questions on, oh my goodness, reputation, how to build relationships, socializing your brand, how you can take your content to the next level on social media. I thought it would be fun if I asked you a question that I've already answered and you can share your answer with women worldwide. So are you ready?
I'm ready, girl.
Okay. This is always so much fun. So question number 141, what is your definition of success?
Ooh, I like this one. Yes. My definition of success has changed dramatically as I've become more aware of who I am as a woman. Today, for me, success is what I'm able to give to make an impact on this planet, to improve people's lives. But once upon a time, my success was defined by how much money I made, the clothes I wore, the kind of car I drove. It was all exterior things that I had acquired that today to me are meaningless. They have no value. My value is in what I can do to serve others and hopefully the imprint I will leave with others when I'm gone. To me, that's real success.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you so much for answering the question. And thank you, Rutledge, for sponsoring this episode and for my book. Okay, let's dive back into the discussion. So relationships, you had mentioned before, and how people, you build these relationships, they can be really harmful. People do unconscious things because of a void that's in their life. You can't solve it. What do you do now if there are relationships that you have to keep in your life because they're family members or they're people that are around you that you're not going to maybe cut out of your life? Is there a way that you can still have a relationship and keep yourself healthy?
Yes, you can, as long as your boundaries are not being violated. I think anytime our boundaries are, being challenged or threatened, then we have to have a harsher conversation with someone. Yes, we have people that maybe are not quite in alignment with us or don't see things the way that we see them. It doesn't mean that you can't have them in your life. Actually, they're going to be a good teaching tool because they'll probably be triggering you for as long as they're in your life. So what you need to do is learn from those triggers. What is it that they're saying to me that is causing me to react that way? Or why? Even ask yourself, why do I feel that way when I'm with them? So you can empower yourself in a situation where someone may not be a perfect reflection of what you would like to see. And that way, you're expanding your capacity as a woman to be in the world, to be in synchronicity, because sometimes we have to make that synchronicity. We have to create it. And this is one great way is through these relationships where we have to teach ourselves something on a daily basis. Okay, I heard what they said. I'm not in agreement with it, but I don't have to judge it. I don't have to attack. I can listen.
Right.
We were given 2 ears, but only 1 mouth.
For a reason.
For a reason. And listening is a very powerful tool. The other person feels validated. You're listening. You're learning. And that's what this journey is all about. Life is really just a big classroom to me. Every day, it's a learning experience.
I'm so glad you said that, because the day you stop learning is the day everything stops. It's so important. And on the note of listening, it's to remind people that you don't have to agree with everything, but it's better to be open. And I like that you said to question, to ask why. Those knee-jerk reactions, I think that's a part of the pattern that you mentioned before. Mm-hmm. No one, when you're in a dynamic with a family, with friends, however it is, you're the only one really who can change something. Because the making of other, you're not going to change those triggers. Those triggers are going to happen because people will do the same things. But you can certainly change how you look at that, how you feel about it, how you react. And I think that's a really key point that you brought out.
This life experience, you're not meant to be abused or violated. So if a relationship is abusing you mentally, emotionally, or physically, then there has to be a line put in the sand.
Right.
You have to step back. But if it's just somebody that you're not in agreement with, learn from that experience. Use it as a tool.
Mm-hmm. The tool. So you have been mentioning tools along the way. This toolbox, do you have any other, I would look at meditation is a tool. Listening is a tool. Journaling is a tool. Any other ones that you want to throw out there?
I'm an avid reader, and I love reading books that teach me something about myself, about awareness, about how to step up and be better in this world, to listen to my own voice, to tap into my soul. So I have a very strong spiritual practice that I, every morning do, where it's some spiritual reading, the meditation, the journaling. I take a lot of classes that just resonate with my interests. And I'm a lifelong student. I am committed to learning how to live life as blissfully as I can. And I have to tell you, I'm there. I am there. Very few things trigger me now. I very rarely get upset, get angry. I'm usually in a state of peace. And peace goes from quiet to being really blissful and hysterical and funny and laughing and back to peace. But I don't really drop into that level below peace where there's self-condemnation, there's fear, there's a lot of anxiety or distrust. I'm almost never go there anymore. And when I do, I immediately know when I'm feeling fear, because fear is something I manufacture. It doesn't exist. It's not real. What I'm fearing is what I'm creating in my own head. And as soon as I go into a fear place, I'm like, wait a minute, you're creating that. That's not real. Step back, girl. Take another look. You've created that fear. Step back.
Step back.
Yeah.
That is really interesting that you say that. I'm just wondering, how many people actually recognize these states? It's such self-awareness, I think, that you're speaking about.
That is frosting on the cake, Tinker.
It's the frosting.
Self-awareness. Yes, that answers everything. That's where I was taking you. Self-awareness, looking under the hood.
Under the hood.
Some people go, self-awareness? What are we talking about? I don't want to be self. Look under the hood. See what the engine is doing.
Right. That engine is driving you in a certain direction, and you have the power to change that direction. And if you know, listeners out there, if you know you have this power to change direction, why wouldn't you want to, right? What would stop you? And I guess maybe that's another question. Mal, what do you think stops people? So people are listening right now. Is it just fear of change?
I think it's two things. One, they fear they're not worthy of what they want or desire. Self-worth is a huge, huge challenge for many of us. And then the second thing is just that fear of, holy crap, if I get it, what am I going to do? Yeah. So
trust in the unknown.
Yeah, it's all in the head. Again, it's what we think. What we think, because what we think is what we manifest. Thoughts are energy. That's all they are. And when you think something, you're sending out that energetic vibration. And guess what? It's going to connect with something and it's going to bring it right back into your life, whether you want it or not, because you thought about it.
That's why you always have to think positively. Like, yeah. I can't stress that enough, because it's that positive energy brings the right people into your life. It's that vibration, like you said.
I have a very simple formula for how we can go through life thinking positively. And it's very simple. One is what you focus on. So if you're going to focus on negativity, you're going to get negativity. But if you pull your focus within yourself, which is what we've talked about today, you start to pay attention to things that are so much more important than the nonsense that's out there. Put down the resistance and allow acceptance in your life. Go with the flow. Stop resisting things. The resistance causes the fear, and you keep pushing against something, and the harder you push, the more you bring it into your life. Hmm. Wake up every day with intention. Live with intention. Don't let someone else be making your key decisions and choices. Wake up and have an idea of what you want to create today and start to see it as crystal clear with as many wonderful details and excitement as you possibly can, and believe every minute that you're worth having that which you intend. Paying attention to your thoughts, because when you see that your thoughts are going, you know, into that dark place, break that pattern. I tap myself on the forehead. I start to just break my thought pattern. Tap myself on the temple. I used to use an elastic band on my wrist, but now I just tap, and it breaks my thought pattern.
That's a really good tool.
Yeah,
right there.
Just this. I'm like, whoa, what am I thinking? Whoa, what am I thinking? That's not my truth. What is that? That's my fear. I'm creating this anxiety right now. And then the other thing is, realizing how much we can contribute to other people's lives. And that is through service and helping others. When we help others, we feel so good about ourselves. It lifts our self-confidence. It lifts our self-worth. We're literally putting a pebble in the pond and those ripples go out. There's nothing that can help our personal growth more than knowing we contribute to the well-being of others.
Yeah, simple. I mean, you just mapped out such a great way to really manifest all of your dreams and your goals. The last one, helping others, I think that is like just touches my heart.
So that little formula, yep. Deidre, spells faith, focus, acceptance, intention, thoughts, and helping others.
Faith.
The acronym is FAITH. And what does that faith mean? It's not about religion. It's about unwavering belief in yourself. You practice those steps, you will have unwavering belief in yourself. And that's where I live today, in that place of knowing I can. Knowing. I can. No reservation, no doubt, no hesitation. Knowing I can.
Listeners, have faith. Right? And know you can. This is powerful. Mal, thank you so much for sharing that. I am curious, because we talked about challenges. Do you have any challenges? There were challenges before along the journey that you shared, and thank you for sharing that. What about now? Do you have any challenges in your business or your work, or is that just a tap, tap, get that out?
Oh, I do have challenges. We always have challenges because they're meant to take us up another level. They're meant to teach us something else about ourselves. And that's how I look at them. So when somebody really pushes my buttons, the old Mal would have turned and I would have eaten their face off.
Right.
Now I take it in and I process and I don't react. That is what I've learned. Give myself time to process. Do not react to somebody else's behavior. And when I give myself time to process, then I respond and I speak from a place of truth. And it feels good because I know that I'm speaking my truth. I'm honoring both parties. I'm trying to come to a level of agreement that is highest and best for both.
For both. So, you know, taking time to process, that is something that I've always done. I don't know if it's because of my profession as a PR, communications professional, sort of taking it in, don't react. It's really hard on social media. You know, add that element of rapid fire opinions, polarization. Any advice there for people on social media and time to process?
I think social media can be fun, but it's also very dangerous. And I think society is seeing how dangerous it can be.
Yes.
In our lives now, we're seeing that the internet is impacting people in very adverse ways. So it's something we have to monitor. I think you need to really put a filter on what we read online because a lot of people are projecting their wounds, mm-hmm. their beliefs, their perceptions out in a mass, arena of people. And we need to put filters on when we're reading some of this material and just realize, okay, that's a wounded soul. Mm-hmm. Someone who obviously hasn't figured out their worth yet. But we don't need to take that all in. I think you have to shut it down. I'm actually appalled when I see people with phones in their hands all the time in restaurants. They're out to dinner with their partners or their kids. They have these phones in their hands. They don't put them down for 1 minute.
I know. The smartphone is always within 3 feet of your body. There's a stat.
Yeah, you got to put it down.
Right. Yeah, it's mind blowing.
Yes, you got some discipline is needed now. Because
absolutely.
You can get that. That's a hook.
Yep.
Not a healthy hook.
No, I think a lot of the platforms and places that we go, it's all designed to make you want more. Those notifications are the hits of dopamine, whether positive or negative, that you're going to look and checking back. And it can be really dangerous. Our minds become cluttered. And when your mind is cluttered and there's a lot of external chatter, you can't. It's hard to step back and process. So that's a great point. Mal, I can't even believe we're wrapping up at this point. Just if you could, you've shared so much. Just some parting advice to listeners about making things happen and their personal vision and manifesting things in their lives.
We were put on this planet to be happy, to create and manifest what we want. We weren't put here to be punished and to be in pain. That is a choice. And we can have anything we want. You just have to figure it out. Like, is it really what you want? Is it really in alignment with who you are? And I think the more that people can live in alignment with core values and who they are, the more powerful they are, and the more powerful we are, the more we're able to create and do what really lights us up. That's the key. It's like it's not the what, it's the why. Why do I want it? Why do I want to do it? That's where we want to come from.
Well, excellent advice. And last question, super easy. Where can people find out more about you, your books, and your work?
Just go to my website, maldwaynecoach.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing insights. What you said is so powerful. I hope listeners today take FAITH, right? Your acronym and put it to use. We really appreciate all of your tips and advice. So thank you.
Thank you, Deidre. This has been wonderful. I love sharing.
Oh, gosh, it shows, Mal, and we just appreciate you so much. So thank you, and thank you to all of the listeners and folks out there watching us on YouTube. We really appreciate you showing up every week and for sharing, because when you share, we know you care, and you're letting us know what shows and the advice that it's helping you. So keep it coming, all the feedback on Twitter, Facebook, rate us on iTunes, subscribe to the Deirdre Breckenridge YouTube channel. We always, always love hearing from you. And friends, until our next episode, stay focused, energized, and feeling empowered. Thank you.